Mike, thanks so much for some time here. What a great weekend inside lineup, being then number one Quinnipiac with a 4-0 shutout, and the next night you beat Princeton. We'll begin this like a presser, I guess, a press conference. Give us your overall thoughts on the 6-point weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was, kind of two tale of two different games for us. I mean, I think that obviously we came ready to really play hard on Friday and did a good job of kind of learning our lesson a little bit. For some of the previous games, I thought it wasn't perfect, but it was, we really didn't let off the gas pedal a whole lot through the 60 minutes and followed the game plan pretty well. But our intensity to win battles and get on top of them and not give them much time and space was really good throughout the course of the game. And so it was, always timely saves, always, some good goals. And on Saturday night was just kind of a little bit of the opposite. You know, I didn't think that we came ready to battle and came ready to compete, and kind of showed in maybe not to the average fan, but we weren't the same hockey team. And I thought, when you do that, you kind of leave yourself at risk, and we did. I mean, it was a 2-2 game, but our power play carried the day for us, and they did a great job of answering the bell, going 3-for-4 on the power play. And as the game wore on Saturday, we started getting going a little bit and kind of limited scoring chances and started creating a few more scoring chances for ourselves. So, it was a good weekend, but, from a coach's perspective, would have loved to have just a little bit more of a complete effort on the Saturday coming back after that big win, but it's understandable. It happens in all sports. It's just we it's not like, football or, basketball where you get, two or three games off, or lacrosse where you get 2 or 3 days, one day maybe to really kind of enjoy the win and then a couple more days to prepare for opponent and ramp it back up. That's the difficulty of back-to-back. You got to forget real quick and you got to get right back into it real fast. Fortunately for us, we were able to get the win.
From what I'm gathering, it's not necessarily a letdown, but it's almost just the excitement and the buildup and the thrill of victory for a result in a game like Friday night that may have played a factor into Saturday. Is that kind of what I'm understanding a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's human nature, right? I mean, they're excited to to win that game on Friday. They played well, and in today's world, everybody's reaching out, telling them how great they are, and texting them and they're reading stuff. And, I think it's just human nature. It's just something you have to deal with. I think it's not just the technology. I mean, it's an age old problem with big wins. You have a tendency, after a huge win, you don't come back with the same perseverance and persistency and, energy and anger or whatever emotion you want to hang your hat on. Athletes just respond differently to victory versus, defeat. That's human nature. And so we were no different.
Let's go back to Friday. You put up 4 goals on one of the top defenses in the country, and you held one of the top scoring offenses in the country to no goals. How did that happen? Did every piece of the puzzle come together and fit perfectly? Was it any different of a game plan than usual? How'd you get it done?
No, it was the same kind of game plan that, we had, but I thought our guys early in the year, we're not as experienced down at Quinnipiac. And, we scored on a tip goal here to get us up 1-0. They scored on a tip goal down there to put themselves up 1-0. Right. So, it's just, we got on the board first, and there was a huge power play goal to separate us, give us that two goal cushion, going into the third. So, and we talked about that, we need to be, ready to capitalize on our opportunities because they don't come off along very often in that game. And so, but defensively, I just thought our penalty killing was outstanding in the first period, did a great job against them. And, it's just a good complete game effort, and wasn't anything special that we did. It was just something that we, as I said, we were we're ready for the game, and fortunately for us, the game went well.
Mike Schaefer with us here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's hockey team, for his weekly visit with us here on the show. How do you feel like the underclassmen handled the game and the environment? Because they've been in these big situations now a couple of times throughout the course of the season, and the gameplay showed that they handled it well, but you know, in the locker room before the game and in between periods, how do they feel? What was the sense you got from some of them?
Nothing different than they did against BU or, you know, some UConn at Madison Square Garden. I mean, they've handled all that stuff all year long very well. You know, I just think they haven't been able to sustain it, and some of them haven't come ready to play in some of those games. Not just the freshmen or the younger guys, but you know, this game they did put the game effort, but they didn't come back the next day. You know, and that's kind of the thing that we really kind of emphasized, and so they did a good job. They weren't intimidated. They weren't and they haven't really been. It's just the consistency of playing all the way through, you know, and going after it when you hit those big moments when you really have to dig down deep in games and take the next step. And they haven't done that up to this point, but they did that in the game against the Quinnipiac.
We had Ian Shane on the show a couple of days ago, and it was great talking to him. It seems like he's got this kind of confident yet very calm demeanor and vibe about him, but he basically said to me that, you know, the big games are pretty much business as usual for him too. And he gave a lot of credit to the blue liners, and rightfully so, with all the blocked shots and the plays that they were making out there. How great is that to see, you know, the defense and those blue liners and Ian really step up in these super important ECAC games here?
Well, I mean, it's good to see them do that, but they're also doing that throughout the course of other games too, mm-hmm. right? So they're, you know, he's right. It was excited for the opportunity, but it is business as usual, as Ian said. And, you know, having the confidence to know that is the case. And they did that against, like I said, against UConn. They went against BU and it was business as usual with a great opportunity. So, you know, as I said, it's just about having that mentality, with regards to, really, you know, coming to play for a full 60 and be detailed. And we talked extensively after the BU game about that. And you know, the guys, as I said, they stepped up and they executed it.
And the Cornell Big Red men's hockey team, 12-6-1 on the season with the weekend sweep against Quinnipiac and Princeton. Mike Schaefer, the head coach of the Big Red, with us here on this Wednesday. And you mentioned on Saturday against the Tigers a bit closer than what you had to face, obviously, the night before. And they played you hard, but the power play made such a big impact in that game. And we've talked about the power play a lot throughout the course of this season. I'm wondering if you can give us a little bit of an inside scoop. How much do you guys work on the power play and your special teams in general?
Well, I mean, it's the same as we kind of try to practice, every day on it and different aspects of it, and different people kill against it. And we use different people on it and practice in case guys get dinged up in the course of a game. So, yeah, we pay attention to it every day. And I said both the power play and telekill, Sean Flanagan does a great job of having the guys in the power play, you know, prepared. And as I told you before, Ben Sire does a great job of having the penalty killers, prepared and ready to go. And, that's the key is, but the guys have to execute. And I think what they've done is they've taken what's given, three different types of power play goals on the weekend, a tip goal, a one-timer goal, a transition goal. So, I don't think that we're predictable. I think that we take what the other team gives us but against Quinnipiac, I mean, a great read by Sam Malinsky to find a guy out in the seam, and that's just poise, and that's not design. That's just guys are aware of where other guys are, and they did a great job.
I think we may have talked about him at one point early in our conversations throughout the course of the season, but you know, Gabriel Seeger's been such a great fit. You know, being a transfer from Union, he's got, 19 points on the year. Was it a seamless fit for him? Because it seems like based on the way he's playing, you'd think he's been a part of Cornell hockey for a few years now. Was it a pretty seamless fit and transition for him?
Yeah, Gabe's a tremendous kid. I mean, he came right in, and I think that our guys treated him like an upperclassman. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy that's been around. I thought, you know, kudos to our leadership group with regards to you know, how they treated him. And you know, as he walked in, you know, I think that he also, you know, as a player, you know, he also, you know, transitioned well, and he walked in and, you know, was confident, knew his role. He's a humble kid. You know, he just went to work, and, you know, the guys respected that about him. And so, I mean, he's been a great addition for us. I mean, you know, it's kind of that transfer portal. You look at it, and usually it's that, oh, those are all young guys, or you know, even guys on your team that are improved in the off season. And, you know, so this is kind of a new wave of you know, guys like that. We're very fortunate that, you know, he decided that he wanted to come to Cornell, and we had opportunity to get him here.
And I'll let you run here after this, but you traveled to the New England area this weekend, Dartmouth and Harvard. When you hosted the Crimson last month, you fell in OT, and you got by Dartmouth by a one-score game. Give us a lowdown heading into these matchups going up there.
Well, I just think that, you know, having that respect for Dartmouth, Washington, they swept Yale and Brown on the road this past weekend. And, you know, it was only a 1-0 game, and they played really hard here. And, you know, watch them on tape. They've been, you know, a lot of close games, and I think they're trying to learn how to win. But they work. I mean, they the goaltender, I thought, played very well here. He's huge. He's like 6'6" or 6'7" and in the net. And on video, we've seen him play well, and we've seen him not play well. And then Harvard's just, again, it goes back to that rivalry game of a big game of a team that's right beside us in the standings. And you know, we need to come out and, you know, really do the same things that we talk about at BU and, you know, against UConn and at home against Quinnipiac. We got to play well. We got to play hard, and we got to play detailed. And, you know, that's just be excited to see our growth in both those games. Our, you know, coming ready to prepare against Dartmouth and how much we've grown in a big game against a talented team at Harvard on Saturday.
Can't wait for it. Mike, as always, good luck this weekend. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Thanks a lot, Nick. Appreciate it.